Welcome into the latest edition of ESPN FC. I'm Dan Thomas, joined by Ali Moreno and Stevie Nicol. Later on in the programme, shock horror, we'll be discussing the future of Cristiano Ronaldo. Oh, okay. Plus, we'll be chatting to Giorgio Chiellini about his move to LA and how he's settling in on the West Coast. But we kick things off with day two of Euro 2022 as we head to Southampton. Norway taking on Northern Ireland. Hilde Hegerberg, of course, expected to be one of the stars of this tournament. 10 minutes in, and it would be Norway who would take the lead. Julie Blackstad finding the back of the net to make it 1-0.
Well, I thought she was going to go across the keeper. Good first touch out of feet. Second one, that's a beautiful strike in at the bottom corner.
Northern Ireland playing out from the back. McLaren would lose possession. Hegerberg then plays it into Manon, who makes it 2-0.
Don't turn the ball over in a bad area. Don't turn the ball in a bad area. Okay. And then Hegerberg just gets her hair up. Finds a nice little cross. Easy finish.
15 minutes later. Now, initially, a penalty isn't awarded here. However, VAR would take a look, and you can see clearly the ball hits.
That'll do
Caldwell.
It.
Penalty is awarded. And Graham Hansen blasts it home to make it 3-0. 4 minutes into the second half, Northern Ireland would get their first ever goal in the history of the Euros. Julie Nelson here, making it 3-1.
Well, I'm not so sure there's an assist in this. I think this is a shot at goal right here.
Well, yes,
right
it
here.
Is.
But Hansen stays alive. That's a great header.
However, 5 minutes later, Norway would restore that three-goal advantage.
See, why do goalies do that?
No idea. Don't get angry.
With the finish.
Okay, fine, get angry.
Standing right behind the wall.
The perfect start then for Norway, taking all of 3 points for the 4-1 win. And who better to reflect on this victory than our very own Jan Agerfjordtoft is with us. Jan, great start. Mm-hmm.
It was so a great start that I was traveling to Germany with my Norwegian shirts and to celebrate it all. But yes, it was a good start after England beat Austria in our group yesterday. We know that they are the favourites to win England in our group. So this was a necessary win. We were good, especially on the left side with Julie Blackstad, who scored the first goal. And Guro Reiten from Chelsea did ever so well on the left side. And then you have Caroline Graham Hansen from Barcelona, of course. She's the artist of this Euros. Just have a look at her. She whatever she can do with ball is fantastic to watch. And I mean, the biggest breaking news is that we are scoring 4 goals and Ada Hegerberg didn't score for us. But she worked very, very hard. Their pressing was excellent in this game. But this was a game we expected to win. Now the next game is England, and hopefully we can get a point there. Because it will be a group final against Austria in the third game. And it's quite interesting. At the last Euros, we have a good tradition in Championship Norway. We couldn't score a goal in the whole tournament, which was a bit scandalous. So for us to score 4 goals today, get some confidence, put some new players on, young players on, to get an experience in the Championship. So it was a good night for the Norwegian women.
What would be a successful tournament for Norway, Jan?
Well, we are outsiders. We couldn't expect to go all the way. But if we can get out from the group stage, we're in the quarterfinal. So that will take us on further. But if you, Spain, England, as you see, sometimes I'm not agree with these people. But this time, Spain will be there, although they lost their superstar to the cruciate ligaments. And Germany will always be there. There is this thing about Germany and championship. It's about the same with women as by men, so they will be up there. But expect England, when you saw the fantastic atmosphere at Old Trafford last night, I mean, you expect them to go a long, long way in this tournament.
Yeah, they laboured though slightly, didn't they, against Austria, and it means that it is Norway who are top of Group A at the moment, of course, scoring those 4 goals. So a lot more reaction to what happened in Norway's victory today over Northern Ireland. Let's hear from our Euro 2022 team. Let's join Kay, Danielle and Julie.
Did you know less than 10% of Americans own an e-bike? Here's why that should change. Studies show e-bike owners actually end up exercising more, plus getting outside more. If you're looking for a balanced lifestyle and everyday adventures, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes. They are the number one selling e-bike brand in America. Their bikes are typically foldable, pre-assembled, and have serious range up to 150 miles on some models. Check them out today at lectricebikes.com and add some more adventure to your week. That's lectricebikes.com.
ESPN FC reporting that Ronaldo won't be going on United's pre-season tour to Thailand. Of course, a lot of talk about his future. We heard Lothar Matthäus talking about the possibility to Bayern. Ronaldo to Bayern would be sexy.
Okay.
Oliver Kahn, meanwhile, came out and said, as highly as I rate Cristiano Ronaldo as one of the greatest, a transfer wouldn't be a fit with our philosophy. Jan, Lewandowski out, Ronaldo in. Seems like a great move.
Could happen. This is the same club who said 2 months ago, we don't have money. And since then, they spend money on Mané. They're in for De Ligt and going all the way. And they were not interested in Haaland. So these are the Pinocchios. We know that in a good way to say that. But having said that, I think that Oliver Kahn is also talking to Robert Lewandowski here, because Robert Lewandowski will think, exactly as we're thinking, if Lewandowski goes and they will let him go to Barcelona, that Cristiano Ronaldo, Mateus call him sexy. I would say it would be an ideal for one season. You can get him in. He will score you 30 goals. The Bayern philosophy is all about getting the best players in. And if they get De Ligt, Cristiano Ronaldo and Mané, has been a great transfer window for Bayern. Not to win the Bundesliga, they will do that anyway. But then chase for the Champions League, or they were not going well last season. So I wouldn't say that Cristiano Ronaldo won't end up in Munich. I think there's a lot of things going to be happening here in the next coming weeks.
Does this make sense, Stevie?
If Lewandowski goes, absolutely. Yeah. It makes sense for a year as well.
1 year and then get Nkunku in or something like that?
Absolutely. And the thing about Oliver Kahn saying that that's not the way we do things, if you're going to, you know, nobody can have a go at that if you're doing it for 1 year and it's a special case for a guy like Ronaldo and you're losing Lewandowski. It's not like you're going to have five and six players chapping on the door going, hold on a second, you told me 2 years ago you couldn't give me this amount of money because you didn't do that. This is a completely special case, which I agree with Jan, there is a possibility as much as he's saying no.
What's interesting to me is the fact that Cristiano Ronaldo would be coming in to take the position of Robert Lewandowski. Well, you have Robert Lewandowski. Why didn't you take care of Robert Lewandowski to now you have to go and chase Cristiano Ronaldo?
You're flirting with Haaland.
Absolutely, and that is exactly my point. The fact that you didn't take care of your own to begin with, and now then you have to go against your own club philosophy and go chase Cristiano Ronaldo. If you gave me the choice right now, at this point in their careers, not over the course of their whole career, but right now, in this moment, I take Lewandowski as a goal scorer over Cristiano Ronaldo. Right now. Not the whole history of their careers, not all their achievement, no. In this moment in time. So if I'm Bayern Munich, I'm thinking, did we make such a mistake with Robert Lewandowski that there's no way back? There is no reconsidering. There is no rekindling the fire. There is no, hey, let's kiss and make up sort of thing. Because why go for Ronaldo when you have the guy right there in your team still? That's the part that, to me, if I'm Bayern Munich, I'm thinking, man, we really made a mistake here.
But this was a risk, and a very good point, Alan. This is, I mean, following us these months, that we've been talking about that a lot. Because this was a big game. This was a risky game for Bayern Munich to do that with Erling Haaland, because they still just had an outsider chance to get him. And Robert Lewandowski knew about that all the time. So today is the 7th of July. The 12th of July, Robert Lewandowski is supposedly coming back to Munich. The reports from Germany today is that he won't go to strike. I think that is just a pre-warning that let's sort this out. Because Robert Lewandowski, in all his conversations since he left Munich, has said he's going away. And this coincidence, meeting Xavi in Ibiza, very coincidentally, not talking about football at all. They were just talking about Vorspeise and Hauptgericht, so starters and the main meal, apparently. So I can't see this being a lucky thing for them. And I think that Salihamidžić and Oliver Kahn, by bringing in Mané, kind of find a bit of way to keep the critics away. But Cristiano Ronaldo could be the ideal replacement because I can't see anyone coming in now on a short-term contract to score them 30 goals just like that. First of all, they're not available and they're not good enough, the candidates.
Yeah, and this word, philosophy, if I'm a Bayern fan, I don't care about the philosophy. Bring him in for a year, as the boys say. Let him get some goals. Let's see if we can make a real charge at the Champions League.
Neither does Oliver Kahn. I'm 100% sure you had to Google that because that is nothing to do. There is only one word that counts at Bayern Munich is to win trophies. And they won the Bundesliga, and they said they had a bad season. Like Mané said in his interview in Sportbild, he said yesterday, that is Bayern Munich has learned it straight away. It's all about winning all trophies available. With Mané, if they can get De Ligt, if they can get a kind of a substitute for 1 year in Cristiano Ronaldo, Bayern Munich have had a fantastic transfer window. We have to give them that. But this philosophy thing, we know that is just talking, as you learn from some consultant firm.
OK, Stephen. Let's play hypotheticals.
Oh, here we go.
Forget about money, forget about everything. Chelsea or Bayern Munich? Who would you choose if you're Ronaldo?
That's a serious question. I thought you were going to ask me a really tough question there.
Really?
Oh, she got in Bayern Munich.
Really?
Aye. It's not even. You don't. Give me the pen. Can you say give me the pen in German?
Right, here we go. Let's try
give
it.
Me the cool pen. Cool. Tommy, sorry. There you go. Hand it over. That's not even a question.
Is it not even a question?
I mean, I think you can question it.
No! He says no! Don't! Give me the pen!
Until he learns how to say give me the pen in German, there is a question.
No, you can question it. You can think about it if you're Ronaldo. But you have a project in Bayern Munich in which you're not having to fight against Liverpool and Manchester City. So you know full well there is a direct path to win in your own league, and then that sets you up for success in trying to compete in Europe and win Champions League, which is, in the end, what Bayern Munich would want to do.
Jan, do you want a pen?
I will learn, Stevie, I tried to say that pen in Germany is the great word, Kugelschreiber. Kugelschreiber. But Kugelschreiber. But I think that what Ali's talking about, that when he goes to Bayern, in the age of Cristiano Ronaldo now, he knows if he signed for Bayern, if he goes to Bayern, he will score 30 goals. Check. He will probably win the league, or he will win the league. Check. He will probably win the cup. He will probably go to the quarterfinals or the semifinal of the Champions League at least. So I think Jorge Mendes will work very, very hard now to get Cristiano Ronaldo to Munich. But you can question it because Chelsea, he would score goals at Chelsea as well. But I think that fits the bill of Cristiano Ronaldo in this stage of his career. Perfect to go to Munich.
Meanwhile, could De Ligt be going to Munich as well, Jan? We're hearing reports that he's agreed personal terms with Bayern. This is what Oliver Kahn had to say. We're very happy with the quality at centre-back, but we can improve when it comes to leadership, loudness.
Oh.
I can play at the back. And presence.
Yeah, but the problem with Bayern at the back, they have Pavard, who is a world champion, but they're not very happy with him. They have a record fee for Hernandez, who came. They're not very, very happy about him. I'm not sure that De Ligt is like the biggest leader with a big, big L, but it's obviously a great, great signing for them. What we're hearing from Torino and what we hear from Bayern Munich is that they try to convince De Ligt that their project is the best, it's better than Chelsea. Juve will say that he will go where we get the most money. So Salihamidžić has just been in Italy talking to the representative of Juventus, and they try to spin us that they are ahead of Chelsea, that De Ligt wants to come to Bayern Munich. Let's see how this develops. I still think that they have to put up with a lot of money. They were talking about 75 million euro. The last report I read in the German media was now 90 million euros. I think then we're getting into a kind of area where even Bayern with their 50 plus one ownership will have trouble with a matter of money.
Finally, a lot of talk about Manchester City and a lot of players going out. We're learning that Mahrez will have a contract extension at City. Was this the right decision out of those three, Stevie, to keep Mahrez?
Yeah, I think so. He's produced maybe more than Sterling. He's not unhappy. He's more than happy to stay.
Right.
So, you know, if you've got a choice between two players, one who's unhappy and who's scoring goals, yes, and you've got another player who can't wait to stay,
right,
who, in my opinion, over the course of the season, has outdone Sterling, then it's an absolute no-brainer. And you're getting, what, 60 million?
Give me the pen.
Give me the pen.
What's the pen again?
Give me the pen.
What's it called?
Go ahead, Steve.
It's a lot of syllables. It's a lot of syllables.
I actually don't believe him, because it can't be that. Pen's three letters. It can't be that nonsense.
Yeah, Jan, making up your German.
It's a fountain pen.
Jan, do you agree?
Yes, I think Mahrez is one of those signings that Guardiola is doing well. I mean, it's easy to say that Guardiola got all the money in the world and he can get all the players he wants, but Mahrez, it was a very good signing for them. And if Sterling is a bit unhappy, maybe Guardiola at the beginning made him a better player, but if it's tight to get some money for him and an English player, England national player, he will get big offers for him. So of these four, you take away Sterling and Jesus, I think that I won't put me very modest today. I won't put me on the same podest as Pep Guardiola, but I would say that is the right decision to keep Foden and Mahrez, yes.
31, Ali.
Yeah, but I think a player like Riyad Mahrez, he's got something different about him. And I think he probably has a couple more years of real, true productivity. When you look at players at Manchester City and you have all the guys that like to knock the ball around, you also need somebody who's willing to take players on 1v1 situation. They don't have many of those. Riyad Mahrez is that guy. He can take you to the inside. He can take you to the outside. He does so comfortably. So he breaks people down on his own. He doesn't need all the passing game around him in order to be able to break defenders down. So I do think that because you want something different and variety in the attack, you keep Riyad Mahrez.
That's like always seem to mention at the moment. It's so busy at the moment in July, the number of transfers that look like they're going to be happening. To keep up to date with all the latest, go over to the website and check out Transfer Talk. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't a search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/FC. Just go to Indeed.com/FC right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on the podcast. Indeed.com/FC, terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. When you think of Giorgio Chiellini, you think of one of the best defenders of his generation, and that is certainly backed up when you take a look at his resume. Of course, 9 times the champions of Serie A, 3 times Defender of the Year in Italy. And of course, let's not forget the European Championship as well for his national side. And we welcome in the man himself, who of course just joined MLS and LAFC. Giorgio, thank you for joining us. We saw you put a picture on social media, are you enjoying Independence Day? How have you enjoyed your time in the US so far?
Yeah, the first week in LA, I'm very happy to be here, surely. I went many times in US, but this is a different thing because the other time I went on holiday and I have just a few weeks and I come back in Italy. Now I decide to stay for 1.5 years start, and I'm very happy and proud to be chosen by LAFC. Surely it's a fantastic club, and also all the ambient is familiar, and I'm so happy to be here, really.
Yeah, we saw that you looked very happy indeed as you attended LAFC, their first game for you. Yeah. The celebrations after the game looked a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was with Kellen. You bring me and I sing with him. I don't understand what I saw, honestly, but it's okay. It's a perfect start. Then now, finally, I will be available for the first time in the best match and of our season, and surely will be tough, but I'm very happy, and I hope to help my teammates and also for the fans.
Giorgio, at this point in your career, what will you bring to LAFC?
But surely my experience, my example, in order to be a football fan, a professional footballer, day by day working a lot, because all the achievement I reach is through work. I am happy I still fit and I can play a good matches during the season. The last 2 years after the ACL injury, I play more than 30 games between club and national team, and surely I can play every 3 days, but I'm sure I could help the team, and you know the goal of our team is arrive to win the title in the next 18 months.
Giorgio, I was just wondering if LA had actually mentioned to you about Gareth Bale joining when they were talking to you. Did you know, or was that a surprise that you got after you'd actually signed?
Honestly, it's completely a surprise. I was on the beach awaiting the visa in order to come in LA, and I see Gareth Bale sign for it. I say, wow! I was excited and happy. I know he's arriving in the next days. And surely it's another player who can help us. But the most important thing I said in press conference when I arrived, that it's not Chiellini, Bay, Vela, or Rodriguez, or Chicho, or Arango, or are the same. The importance that the group is really a good team, is force, is in the top of the league, and then we have to continue in this way. The important that I can add something but not change nothing. The team is good, I have a fantastic teammates, and we have to play in the same way.
It's been a lovely chat so far. Let me ruin it, Giorgio, because you think the last time we saw you playing was, of course, for Italy in the World Cup playoffs.
Yeah.
Can you still believe that you're not going?
And I accept. I don't believe it. Surely I didn't believe we lose against Macedonia. But this is football. We have to accept the result of the pitch, and we have to continue to work. And I think Italy has a wonderful future in front of us, and we have a fantastic talent, fantastic young players. The first player I think is surely is Donnarumma, but we can add Bastoni, Chiesa, all the midfielder. Then it happened. It happened 2 times in a row, and then could be not upset, but that's it. Then we have to restart. I'm very happy to see the matches of June of the national team with many young players and with enthusiasm. They restart. And now I pass to them the future of Italy.
We talked about the success, the incredible success that you had at Juventus. Of course, the last 2 seasons, though, have been very much a struggle. This season, do you think they can get things back on track? And do you think they can win the title?
Surely it depends of the last most of the transfer window. It depends of the player's rival. Juventus has to start with... we are obliged to try to win. And then we'll see. It's not easy because now Milan, AC Milan and Inter Milan is growing up, and it's also club habits to win. Then will not so easy by opening a few times as possible Juventus restart to win.
And of course, Paul Pogba going back.
Yeah.
How important is that for the club?
Yeah. Will be so important. Paul is a fantastic player. He doesn't live the better years in Manchester, but I think he had inside the fire to show to all of us how the fantastic player he is. And then I expect so much from him.
Your former teammate, Alessandro Del Piero, is a regular on the show here. He, of course, has got a restaurant in LA. Have you been to it? Will you go to it? And will he make you pay?
We speak to him so much in the last months, but now he is on vacation in Italy. Then when he comes back, surely I'll go to the number 10 restaurant and he has to offer a dinner to me.
Now, what if he offered you, this is something we discuss far too much on this show, a pizza with pineapple on it?
No, please. No, this is not for us. But I'm really want to know and discover all the American stuff I can't understand from Italy, and I can understand just a few weeks in holiday, but I think pizza with pineapple is not one of these.
Don't know what you're missing, Giorgio. No, what are you missing? No,
he's right.
That and a well-done steak. Yeah. Giorgio, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck, of course, at LAFC. And what a way, of course, for LAFC to open the weekend this Friday as they take on LA Galaxy in El Tráfico. Reports that maybe Frank LeBeuf will be in attendance for that game, a game that you can see live on ESPN at 10 p.m. East.
Passion, drive and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights and more. Whether you're into speed, power or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's official then, Tyler Adams is a Leeds United player, making that switch from Leipzig and once again following Jesse Marsh around the world. Jan, why didn't it work out for Leipzig for Adams?
Well, because they got a lot of good players and Jesse Marsh is no longer there. I think that is a good thing. I think it's a good signing for Leeds United. Having said that, it's going to be difficult for Tyler Adams if they kind of sell him in as a Calvin Phillips replacement, and then being an American following his dad, the Jesse March, the coach, that could be a challenge for him. But it's I think that it's on the level that Leeds United can attract players at the moment. There is a lot of things going on at Leeds United at the moment, and Tyler Adams comes in, but a lot of players going out. So it's going to be a very interesting season for Leeds United, this, and Jesse March.
Is it fair to say it's going to be tough for him, Stevie?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, the fact that he couldn't get a regular game last season would suggest that... Well, the question would be, is he good enough for the Bundesliga?
Right.
And the answer would have to be, considering the games he played, he played like 14 starts, the answer would have to be no. So what part of that means that he's capable of playing regularly in the Premier League? But that might seem a little harsh. He's not kicked a ball yet. Let's give him a chance. But on the face of it, it's going to be tough for him.
Ali, we know you were teacher's pet when it came to Ziggy.
OK. My dad.
Exactly. Do you think Jesse Marsh is the man to get the best out of Tyler Adams?
Well, you would have to imagine that he's going to give him every opportunity. But here's the thing, and what's interesting about Leeds United, Jesse Marsh, and what he's doing with the American players, Brandon Aaronson, and now Tyler Adams. There's a lot of people that are waiting to see how this goes.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes well, then all right, go, go, USA. If it doesn't go well, then, oh!
Go, go, USA.
Yeah, go, go that way, out the door, USA. And it may be unfair, but it is the reality that if you're Jesse Marsh and you bring in Tyler Adams, it is because you fully trust that he can do a job. However, if he's exposed, if he doesn't do the job, if he doesn't fulfill the expectations not only of Jesse Marsh but of Leeds United as a whole, then both of them may just be in trouble.
And of course, he's leaving a side or be hoping to improve on last season and maybe finish above Borussia Dortmund. A Borussia Dortmund team, meanwhile, who've what, finished second in the last six of the last 10 seasons. They've had a busy summer transfer window. Halara, of course, was made official yesterday, Jan. Is this business enough to see them close the gap on Bayern? And I think I know the answer to that.
Well, Steve and myself, we're always enjoying a new Bundesliga season. And we know that this year, Dortmund's going to do it. The trouble is that Bayern also gets some good players in. But I have to say, Sebastian Kehl, the former captain, is a new head of sport there. And he's done a good, very good transfer window so far. Schlottenbeck is one of the most talented defenders there is in Germany. Adeyemi, we saw him in Salzburg doing it in the Champions League. And Sebastian Haller, I've always been a favourite of mine. He did ever so well with Eintracht Frankfurt. Then he had trouble at West Ham, then went back to Ajax, did well in the Champions League there. This is a good number nine. He won't score as many goals as Erling Haaland, but he still will be a good signing. And I think that Dortmund have put themselves in a very good position to, we never know, do we? Or we do know that it was going to be hard to go after Bayern. But I think what I could hope for is Lewandowski got away. He will get away, and that there is a chance that they won't score as many goals. So I think Dortmund have had a very, very good transfer window so far.
Jan, as always, thank you very much. Just a reminder that every single Bundesliga match will be live on ESPN+. The season, of course, kicks off the first weekend of August. And for Borussia Dortmund, they're at home against Bayer Leverkusen.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome into the latest edition of Extra Time. Thank you very much for your tweets. Ali Moreno, Stevie Nicol alongside me, as is Jan Agerfjord. Jan, where are you?
Is that the Bible?
I am in Munich. Been doing some work now just before I have a 3-4 days off. But as you can see, the job was something to do with the Norwegian national team.
Did you just travel with those shirts everywhere?
Yes, I'm wearing them in the reception when I come here, and I say I'm a former legend who played in USA in 1994. Not this time.
The
I had
Frank
to
the Buff technique to life.
Yeah, the problem is he won the world championship. I won a weekend ticket to USA with three games.
Oh, and how did you get one of those three games, Jan?
I was okay. I played the two first. I was good against Mexico, Italy, like rest of the team. I was not good. And then I was on the bench against Ireland, but we were in a group of death. Four teams on 4 points, and we were out.
Oh, there we go.
What could have been?
Alex, your birthday tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to play golf in the morning.
Yes.
And then after that, I think my beautiful, lovely wife is going to fix quite a meal for me and the kids. And it's going to be a relaxing, hopefully a relaxing evening.
And what's on the menu? Do you get to choose?
Yes.
Why are you laughing?
Arepas.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. Shredded beef.
Yes.
Black beans.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and a little chicken with mashed avocado as well.
At what point will you say, these are almost as good as my mum's?
These are wonderful. These are wonderful. I love you, babe. These are wonderful. Oh, there's also a key lime pie at the end of it.
Wow, yes. Very nice. How old will you be?
I'm going to be 43 years old.
Wow. If Ronaldo does end up at Bayern, Jan, would he break Lewandowski's most goals in his season record? He scored 24 goals in the worst United team of the last 50 years.
No, he won't, because what Lewandowski has done at Bayern is amazing. The thing he has done for them, 41 goals, beating the record of Gerd Müller, which was unbelievable. But I think it's interesting to follow this Cristiano Ronaldo's thing, because Bayern say there with no chance that we will get him. But I think that is also a message to Robert Lewandowski. Don't you dare to think that he is your ticket out. So I will follow this one. This is neat. This will be continued.
Yeah, we talked about it on the show a lot as well. Meanwhile, Jan, assuming Lewandowski leaves the Bundesliga, who would you bet on to be the top scorer next year? Haller, Schick, Nkunku, or someone else?
Or Mané. Maybe he will get more goals than he can go turn into that, because at Bayern Munich, he will get a lot of chances. Sebastian Haller coming to Dortmund. Schick, of course, at Leverkusen. And Kuko, I don't think that he will have that great season that he had last season. I will always go for a Bayern player. Maybe Thomas Müller will end up being the most assist and the most goals. But I don't think we should be used to people scoring over 30 goals in the Bundesliga.
But your money's on Sadio Mane?
Now, I will say that if Cristiano Ronaldo comes, I will put it on Ronaldo winning the Torschützenkönig.
I love the Twitter name here, the Natum's Interior Decorator. It must be a very minimalistic person.
Yes. Speaking of interior decorators, something's going on in the Nickel household at the moment. A bit of painting.
Don't look at me.
What role do you have in the painting?
Me, I'm the, can you go and get me a glass of water?
Right.
When the paint catches me in the back of the throat. Absolutely, aye.
No help whatsoever.
Oh, God, I'm a hindrance.
Right.
In general, or just painting?
Pretty much.
What do you help with around the house?
Emotional support.
I don't think he offers that.
Don't go there, Stevie.
Right?
I take the stuff up the stairs.
Wow. Look at that, Stevie.
Hey.
40 years of marriage, and that's your contribution.
I'm just a pretty face.
Stevie, who's more likely to score more goals this season? Jadon Sancho, Marcus Rashford, Richarlison, or Gabriel Jesus?
I'm going to have to go with Jesus.
Yep.
Because Sancho looks as though he's forgotten where the goals is. Is Rashford actually going to play? Is Richarlison? How many games is he going to get?
A lot of games.
Richarlison, Tottenham.
60 million, and you put him on the bench. You're Tottenham.
Well, so straight away, who's sitting?
Song Kane, Richarlison.
Oh, Kulusevski being brilliant, second part of last season, he's at the door.
Yes.
Yeah. Not a chance.
Stevie, you can't
I'm
spend
telling you,
60
million. Richarlison. Richarlison's not a finisher, by the way.
He's gone from not playing to not finishing.
I'm telling you, he's not. Number one, he's not an actual finisher.
Right.
Two, I'm not so sure he's going to play in as many games as you seem to think.
I definitely.
And by the way, the fact that you said anything, I'm going the opposite way.
Right.
Because I can't remember the last time you were right.
Okay.
So I'm definitely not picking Richarlison.
Okay.
It's Jesus.
The tone with which you said Richarlison was very similar to Lukaku, Richarlison.
Seriously. I'll tell you what, he is that good that Everton let him go. Everton can't afford to let good players go. I mean, seriously, why are Everton letting somebody who supposedly you think is that good?
Right.
Why are they letting them go?
Well, Spurs obviously think they're good.
Million.
60 million.
Why are they letting them go for
That's 60 a lot
million?
Of money.
Aye, for him. A lot of money for Richarlison.
So we're going to Gabriel Jesus?
Absolutely, aye.
Sancho, Rashford, Richarlison?
Well, again, Rashford, it's a toss of a coin who could maybe not play as many times, Rashford or Richarlison. I think Sancho will play, but he don't look like he's going to score any goals.
Right.
Particularly. Come on. So, I'll go Jesus, number one.
Right.
I'm going to have to go Sancho. Because wow. The other two, I don't even know, honestly. I can't believe they paid 60 million for Richarlison.
Well, I'm just to sit him on the bench. What are they
just
thinking?
Sit him on the bench. Yeah.
Jan, what do you think?
Yeah.
Can you imagine there is a London club spending a lot of money on a goal scorer and not play him? Lukaku, that will never happen in London, would it? So, Stevie, I have to support you.
Jan.
I don't think he is as good as people make him. I will also go for Jesus. And I think it was interesting when he went to Arsenal, people saying, well, he won't score. He's not a 20-plus goal scorer. But have a look at a goal scoring table. There's not that many strikers who score over 20 goals. I think that they will share the goals at Arsenal. And Jesus will score most goals of these four. And Sancho, well, he's not your typical goal scorer, but I expect him to have a better season under Ten Hag because there will be a clearer philosophy where to use him.
Hear me out, lads.
Okay.
Pulisic needs game time. A coach that sees as one of the first names on the team sheet, a place to be the man in the attack. My point is this. Leeds United and Jesse Marsh should go for him. Who says no?
Well,
born in the USA.
I know.
Don't sing anymore. We can't afford the royalties.
I say no. It seems too logical. It seems too perfect of a choice to make. But it's not as straightforward as Christian Pulisic going to Leeds United now being the man, and now all of a sudden he is going to become this incredible superstar. I think the connection, the U.S. connection Leeds United, is becoming too much of a conversation already. I don't think that would be the best scenario for Christian Pulisic.
Very good point.
Stevie, you're looking very pensive. What are you thinking?
No, if I'm Pulisic, I don't go anywhere near Leeds for a start. Does he make them better? 100%, he makes them better straight away. But from his point of view, stay away from Leeds.
Right.
No.
Where would you go?
I think that Jesse Marsh should watch out. If he get too many Americans to Leeds, that will give the owners a reason to fire him too early.
Oh.
If he's troubled, the owners will always look for something, and then they will say, yeah, he just brought in
too many Americans.
As Ole Gunnar Solskjaer did at Cardiff, and he kind of signed any Norwegians available. Not a good sign.
I don't know, maybe he could go to Bayern. If we get rid of Gnabry doesn't sign, he could maybe go to Bayern.
Right.
I don't think he goes anywhere else in the Premier League.
Jan, how well do you think? Oh, I can't pronounce any of these people. Go on, can you
read? John Smith, is it?
These two players that you're reading now transition from the Bundesliga to Premier League for Forest. Should Forest fans be excited?
But it's quite interesting with Forest because they're doing their business quite good at the moment, spending a lot of money and getting defenders in. I think that it's a good idea when you are a newly promoted team to get some good defenders in. Nikata is a captain of minds. He's a good, steady player. So I think that Stevie Cooper doing the right things. A lot of these managers, I remember we came up with Swindon, we had John Gorman, they signed strikers, including myself, for fun. If we lost 5-1, he bought another striker, then we lost 4-0 and he bought another striker. So getting more defenders, I think that is a wise, and I think that if they have the money as they are using at the moment, use them on good defenders, I think that is a good idea for the Forest team.
Jan, how do I say these players for future? Niakate, as you said, though, captain of minds. And the first one?
Can you ask Stevie?
I wonder how long it was going to take. Taiwo or one Yui?
There we go. Thank you very much, Stevie.
What took you so long?
I know, Stevie.
That's your preparation, Stevie. Well, outstanding.
Here we go, then. Cellkeep or bench, Norwegian edition.
Mm. Ooh.
Oh.
Solskjaer, Flo, John Carew.
Oh, that's a tough one. Is that for me?
Well, yes, of course.
Yes, I think so.
Look at your background.
What makes you think that?
You had me with the Norwegian edition.
Detective, feel tough at your service.
This is a tough one because in their prime, they were very good players. Torandre Flo had problems after Chelsea, went to Rangers and Sunderland, and it was downwards. So I would sell my mate Torandre Flo. Wow. John Carew at his best, fantastic, the ability he had. But I will put him on the bench because John Carew had a bad skill for a footballer. He said he didn't like football. He wasn't that interested in football. And now he's a film star in Norway. So I will put him on the bench for the moment. And then I will put Solskjaer because of his great, great ability to score goals. Having said that, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer liked to come from the bench. So that took that point away from me. So then I'll put Carew in the starting lineup and Solskjaer at the bench because he always came on and being a match winner.
Is he a better film star than Frank Leboeuf?
Oh, here we go. Controversy.
Oh, that is a tough one. Well, John Carew, they are both film stars, but there's only one world champion, so I have to go for Frank Leboeuf. But John Carew is in a great part in Norway, coming the premiere in August now, so we're all looking forward to that. Frank Leboeuf, be aware.
Wow. You won't like that, Frank.
Nope.
Final question. Arepas get another mention. I had an arepa for the first time yesterday. I had pulled pork in it, and it was delicious. But what's your favourite meat to have them with?
I just said it. Shredded beef.
There we go.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Shredded beef, nice, juicy. You have to make sure that the shredded beef is juicy. If it's dried,
Melissa, take note.
You have to make sure that the shredded beef is juicy. If it's dry, it's a no-go.
So is a arepa like pastry?
No, an arepa is like a fluffy tortilla with filling in it.
You know he's talking to.
You have to explain what a tortilla is.
You know what a tortilla is.
Yeah, I know, but it's not...
Corn flour.
Yeah, but it's not particularly... No.
That's all right.
Why would you not try and put it in, like, a pastry? It sounds better in a pastry than that.
You clearly haven't had an arepa.
No, I haven't.
What a shock. What a massive surprise. Yeah.
I will have room service.
And what's for dinner for you tonight, Stephen?
Men's
ground beef. Standard. That is it for Extra Time today. Thank you very much, as always, for your questions. We'll be back tomorrow for more. Until then, goodbye.
Did you know less than 10% of Americans own an e-bike? Here's why that should change. Studies show e-bike owners actually end up exercising more, plus getting outside more. If you're looking for a balanced lifestyle and everyday adventures, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes. They're the number one selling e-bike brand in America. Their bikes are typically foldable, pre-assembled, and have serious range up to 150 miles on some models. Check them out today at electricebikes.com and add some more adventure to your week. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.